This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Eli Lilly and Company is touting the success of its Skills First initiative, a program designed to train and hire individuals without a four-year degree on their resume. Autumn Smith, a mom of three who is now an account lead for Lilly's DEI and employee resource groups, says the program was a game changer for her career.
Because I don't have to shut off being a mom. I don't have to shut off being a caregiver or being very family oriented. I get to come in and do great work, be acknowledged for that work, be paid well, and to be able to make positive change for our family, being able to have that sustainable income. So it's been awesome.
The initiative is comprised of four apprenticeship programs that prepare people for positions in manufacturing, IT, research labs, marketing, or administrative services. More than 130 people have been hired since the program's inception in 2020. Purdue University is set to make an economic development announcement this afternoon on the West Lafayette campus. While no specific details have been made available, Governor Eric Holcomb, Indiana Secretary of Commerce David Rosenberg, and Senator Todd Young will be on hand. The Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce in Hammond on Tuesday announced Kim Olesker as its new CEO. Olesker most recently served as executive director of the Alpha Kappa Psi Foundation in Noblesville. No stranger to Northwest Indiana, Olesker also previously served as CEO of the United Way of Porter County. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Jacob Mills, a junior at the University of Southern Indiana in Evansville, is one of five Student Entrepreneur of the Year nominees in the TechPoint Mira Awards. Mills founded Antidote Electronics while attending high school in Westfield. In a special Q&A for our Evansville Region Report newsletter, Mills talked about his startup's primary product called Orbiter.
Orbiter is a controller for mainly CAD programs, but it's a device that aids controlling 3D environments. Because a computer, mouse, and keyboard really doesn't cut it for navigating these 3D environments. It can be tricky for people just learning the programs to get around, and even people that are experienced with it, it's just not as efficient as it can be. So when I kind of came to that realization, I started developing it.
Mills was able to demo his technology at CES in Las Vegas this year.
It was a very good experience. It was the first time that I'd had a demo of it ever, and the first time it's been seen in public. Through the ISBDC, they were gracious enough to provide us with a booth in their Indiana delegation space. So for all 4 days of the event, we were able to demo, talk to people in the industry, get a lot of feedback from people who've used our competitors' product, ideas on how to improve it, what people might want as features. It was just extremely valuable.
He'll find out if he wins the Student Entrepreneur of the Year Award at the Mira Awards Gala later this month. A home care agency headquartered in Mishawaka is expanding its presence in Northeast Indiana. Senior One Care this month opened a new office in Angola amid what it says is an increasing demand for senior care services in the region. Nearly 20 jobs were created as a result of the new office, and a spokesperson for the agency told Inside Indiana Business that it is currently hiring for more caregivers. Senior One Care did not disclose its financial investment in the new office. The Angola office will be led by Brooke Peters, who came to the agency after serving as executive director of Cedarhurst of Fort Wayne. Senior One Care also has facilities in Fort Wayne, Elkhart, South Bend, and Carmel. IU President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio.